Let's bring him in. He covers the Eagles for ESPN.com, and he is, of course, brought to us by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, and nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum, over two decades helping our community. Timmy, are you the mole?
What's going on, Mike?
How are you?
I'm doing very well, man. How are you?
Good. Who's the mole? We're trying to find out. The head coach apparently is obsessed with it.
You're looking for the rat?
The rat. Who's the rat?
You calling me a rat?
Can you answer me why he is so enamored with this subject?
Well, he definitely, every time the question of Carson Wentz's health gets asked, especially recently, I mean, his mood seems to change. And I was, you know, the one that asked him about Wentz today, and, mm-hmm. and he went from kind of, you know, good mood Doug to snappy Doug a little bit.
Yes,
there.
He did.
So it's a kind of interesting thing. I mean, I don't think it's an indicator of Wentz is in a bad place and they're going to be without him for a while. In fact, you know, I think that the signs right now are positive in respect to Wentz. And most of the people that I have talked to in trying to report this out have predicted that week three is going to be when Wentz finally appears. And I mean, that's kind of where I would bet on for right now. It's not mm-hmm. locked in stone, but I think that there's at least some signs pointing in the direction of at home against the Indianapolis Colts, Carson Wentz on the field. All the indicators have been positive in terms of his rehab. They are feeling really good about how he's looking and where he's at and what the numbers are saying. I just think that they're being really cautious here. And now that I believe that the 9-month mark is tomorrow, they get past that. They have all the numbers that they want to see, and I think before long he's going to be on the field. So I don't think it's related to the fact that Wentz is in a bad place physically.
Yeah, I just don't get his reaction to it. Like, if he's not ready, he's not ready. You say, well, he's not cleared yet. And instead, his answer to you was, have you heard Carson cleared yet? You know, mm-hmm. like that sarcastic throwback to you. And I just don't understand why he's so, like, he's got the bugs up his skin for this whole thing. But let's move on now, because the Eagles didn't really look great offensively against that Atlanta team on Thursday. And here they're facing a team that scored some points. Now, I didn't expect Tampa Bay to run up some points on or at New Orleans like that. So what are they up against here?
Yeah, well, this kind of grooves with the overall point that you're getting at here is I think that part of why the offense wasn't on track is because, you know, Nick Foles and Carson Wentz have kind of been sharing reps for a big portion of the summer, including like really all the way up until game week. And so even Peterson said today that, you know, maybe that the timing is the one thing that could be affected when you are in that kind of situation. And I think that Peterson was looking at the offense. Just imagine this as a head coach, Mike, where you have one quarterback stepping in and Nick Foles, and the offense is looking a little bit sluggish. And then you put Wentz side by side and the offense is kind of humming. And you're thinking, this is what I want. So I think that is kind of, you know, throw that into sort of the pot as to why Peterson has been reacting the mm-hmm. way that he has. I think that he looks at Wentz as like, this guy's ready and the offense looks better with him. So why don't I have Wentz, but obviously understanding the big picture as well. So, but now that Foles has had, you know, a full game under his belt and is working again with the first team, rhythm has been at least somewhat established. I think maybe you can expect the offense to pick up here. And to your point, I think that it has to potentially pick up significantly given what that the Tampa offense was able to do, and Fitzpatrick out of nowhere, just, you know, offensive player of the week. I mean, it's pretty crazy, but you know, he's going to be, you know, the Bucs overall, I think, are going to be a little bit shorthanded. It's questionable whether DeSean Jackson is or is not going to be in there. But Vernon Hargraves, their cornerback, just got put on IR. Brent Grimes, the other cornerback, is banged up. Same thing with Jason Pierre-Paul. So they're not going to get sort of the full force, at least defensively, that they had last week.
So your information is that the offense seems to be humming with Carson in practice?
Yeah.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, that's why I thought if they had lost to Atlanta, maybe there was a chance to see him against Tampa Bay. But they bought some time with that W.
Yeah, and it's not a knock on Foles. I mean, it's just when you're a franchise quarterback and everybody knows that you're the guy, I think that there's, you know, there can be a different energy, you know, that gets emitted when that guy is under center. And I mean, it's we can just look and see what the offense looked like in the preseason and what it looked like in the opener and really what it looked like through training camp and be, you know, honest and say that it really wasn't humming under Foles. So, yeah, I think that, you know, all that was kind of swirling around over the last couple of weeks.
All right, let's look at the running back rotation. And Ajayi not playing except for three plays in the first half. I know he did answer that, but what's your feeling on why he did that? To save him, to be the hammer late in the game or what?
I think there was two parts to it. Number one, the idea of utilizing Darren Sproles when really nobody had seen him coming off of the injury, and maybe it's Atlanta doesn't know exactly what's coming. I think it's, you know, part game plan, to kind of spring Sproles on him early. And the other part of that, which influenced the thinking, is that Ajayi has been dealing with a foot injury for the last couple weeks heading into the game. And so they wanted to make sure that they don't overuse him over the long haul. I think that he is going to be the primary back, is going to get more touches than not, but they also are looking at big picture here, recognize he's dealing with the foot now. He's got a chronic knee issue that isn't going away, and they have to be kind of careful with him. So I think that they'll continue to be smart and use a running back by committee, but if you look at the end of the game, it was 15 carries for Jay Ajayi and only 5 carries each for Sproles and Clement. And, you'll probably see the balance in favor of Ajayi for more games than not.
Talking to Tim McManus, covers the Eagles for ESPN.com. Tim, DeSean Jackson, do we know if he's going to play or not? And if he does play, I still think the Eagles' rush is going to prevent Fitzpatrick from getting the ball downfield as much as he did in game one.
Yeah, I would agree with that. As far as Jackson is concerned, I think that's to be determined. He wasn't on the practice field today. I was looking at the feed of Jenna Lane, who covers the Bucs for ESPN. Sounds like Jackson is not on the field today, and it's just a matter of does he pass protocol in time? And then that's also paired with the fact of I think he had a shoulder injury in that game as well. And so he'll obviously, if possible and if cleared, he'll be chomping to go up against his former team.
No question about that.
And he performs great against them. But to your general point, I think the defensive line the Eagles can be the kryptonite for just about any offense. Mm-hmm. Look how Matt Ryan performs. He's one of the better QBs in the league, and he had his worst quarterback percentage, I think, since like 2011. Yeah. So, that D-line can get after you.
All right, Timmy, I just think it's going to be an easy win for them. I can't see the Tampa Bay coming off that game. They're due for a down ride, and the Eagles, I think, will smash them around a little bit. Do you feel that same way or what? Maybe not.
Yeah, I think
not, not as certain as me.
I always go back to Foles. I don't know what he's going to be, but I think that what week one proved to me is that, you know, the energy is still there, especially on the defensive side, and the level of skill personnel wise across the board on the Eagles is not diminished. So I think that they'll be in most games and win most of them this year, and I'm picking this.
All right. Sounds good. Timmy, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you.
All right, brother.
There he is, Tim McManus.